meeting today with the outgoing British Prime Minister Theresa May. She says at a joint news conference,
like prime ministers and presidents before us, and no doubt those that will come after, we can also differ sometimes on how to confront the challenges we face. I've always talked openly with you, Donald, when we have taken a different approach, and you've done the same with me.
The President and Mrs. Trump have dinner tonight with Prince Charles and Duchess Camilla in London. A man who refused to stop at the California-Mexico border is shot and killed by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents.
Customs and Border Protection says a white pickup truck arrived at the San Ysidro port of entry along the San Diego-Tijuana border here to enter into the United States. The driver failed to stop for an inspection, and there was an officer-involved shooting.
That's Fox 5 San Diego's Kasia Gagorchek. The shooting happened where other cars were lined up to enter the U.S. You could hear at least a dozen shots fired. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Another sizzling hot day today, but hang on. Weather changes on the way with better rain chances later in the week and also somewhat cooler temperatures, too. Abundant sunshine today. Another hot day. We had 98 yesterday. We're looking for 97 today. Partly cloudy tonight, overnight low 72. Tomorrow's high in the middle 90s with widely scattered storms possible in the afternoon and evening hours. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms on Thursday afternoon with a high temperature in the upper 80s. Showers and storms are likely on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and maybe even Monday. Looks like some very beneficial rainfall, and boy, did we need it. Our weather app will keep you on top of all this weather action, so get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, this is Baron Coleman from my friends over at Yellowhammer Cafe. Yellowhammer Cafe is Montgomery's premier and authentic Southern meat and three. Yellowhammer Cafe opens at 6 a.m. for breakfast, so you want to come in for things like sausage, eggs, omelets, pancakes, biscuits and gravy, and more. You can get those starting at 6 a.m. at Yellowhammer Cafe. As they move into the lunch hour, your meat and three changes daily. Some days you got Cajun shrimp and grits, fried chicken, baked chicken, pot roast, meatloaf, pulled pork, even oxtails and some dishes you just can't get anywhere else. Go by Yellowhammer Cafe. They're on Bell Street, 1960. 61 Bell Street, right across from the Bell Street Gate to Maxwell Air Force Base. So get on Maxwell Boulevard, take it to Bell Street. When it becomes Bell Street, look to your left. That's where Yellowhammer Cafe is. You're going to absolutely love this place from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. The lunch is incredible. The meat and three, it changes daily. It's got private meeting rooms. The breakfast, the atmosphere, it's laid back. It's easy going. You're going to love Kim and her crew over there. Get by Yellowhammer Cafe on Bell Street as soon as you get a chance.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and reloading supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
It's a beautiful
guys, 8 minutes after 10 o'clock. David L. Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. A special thanks to the mayor of the great city of Montgomery for stopping by and keeping us abreast of what's going on. We hope whoever wins the next mayor's race coming up in August and when would the runoff be? October, I guess?
Yeah.
We hope whoever wins the August and or October runoff will continue the pattern of coming in once a month and keeping the radio folks up to date, because I think it's fun. I think he does a good job. We've had a few times, he's been doing it, what, 4 years? We've had a few times here and there where we've batted on an issue, gone head, you know, toe to toe on an issue, but not often. Not often. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. The BathInnovations.com guest hotline if you want to get in. 272-9228. 272-9228. Oral arguments probably taking place right now. They were set for 10 a.m. in the case, State of Alabama versus Michael Gregory Hubbard. I read these briefs not long ago, sort of to be up to speed on this. Someone sent them to me a few days ago, and I read them over the weekend. I will say this. I thought it was a little lacking, maybe. That
like
in the
his argument? Or
No. The tact of the state's brief.
That's right.
They called him Mike Hubbard. In the brief.
And then what they did, there was some other thing that
I mean, if the guy's name was like Robert Sullivan, you wouldn't call him Bobby.
Right.
You know, you wouldn't say Bobby said Mr. Right. Sullivan, right? Or Mr. Hubbard. You would call him Mike.
There was something else, remember, that was like real cheeky. Was it in that one?
Gosh, I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't know. I mean, I just sifted through them. I was really looking to make sure I knew didn't pop up.
Right.
More than anything.
I don't blame you.
Somebody texted me and said, have you read these briefs? And I said, no. Is there a five-letter word that starts with B and ends with Aaron in there anywhere? But they'll have it today. He was found guilty, you'll remember, 3 years ago on 12 of the 23 counts against him. Last year, not quite a year ago, the Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals affirmed 11 of the 12 counts and vacated one of the 12 counts. Hubbard petitioned the Supreme Court and asking for an acquittal or a new trial, and today is the day they're going to hear that. There's one of two ways this is going to go, obviously. Actually, one of three, but I think really just one of two. He's either going to get a new trial, or he's going to be, they're going to affirm the convictions. I don't see them vacating some and not others, but I could be wrong about that. I don't see them acquitting him of everything, but I could be wrong about that. I think he'll either get a new trial, and there'll be some little tighter parameters on the types of things that can be considered by the jury, or he will be affirmed in total. And I don't know which way I'm leaning. Some days I lean towards I think he might get a new trial, and some days I lean towards an affirmance. But I don't know. We'll see. The Supreme Court will obviously look into that. I don't have a healthy respect for the Alabama Supreme Court.
Yeah, I mean, I think the worry is from a lot of people is that it's, you know, this is the okey-doke, right?
Yeah, I think if I had a more healthy respect for the Alabama Supreme Court, I would be more confident in making a prediction as to what they'll do.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a Supreme Court who you know, if depending on where the donations come from and which governor calls them on the phone telling them how to rule, they do certain things. You know, I don't trust our Alabama Supreme Court. I think it's an activist Supreme Court. I think it's worse than the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. I think it makes the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals look like a very serious, distinguished bench. The Alabama Supreme Court is lousy. And so I don't know, what does a lousy court do? Do they whore themselves out for my cupboard?
Yeah.
Or do
I'd say that, and I don't, without naming names, the members that I know, I'd be surprised if there's not a really solid legal argument. They're not just going to
But go back to Cornerstone. I always go back to Cornerstone. Yeah. What a totally made-up garbage case.
Yeah.
Go back.
But a lot of those folks aren't on there anymore, are they?
It doesn't matter. They're the same. It's the same political breed. It's the same garbage. I've seen no consistency from that court. Court of Civil Appeals, Court of Criminal Appeals, they seem to try to get the job right.
Yeah.
Alabama Supreme Court is a legislative body making up laws as they go along. And that's the truth. And if they're going to make up laws as they go along, I don't know whether they're going to keep them convicted or not. Or are they going to say, no, the way we make up the law, had we written the law, we would have said this. And so we're going to... If they do that, I mean, who the hell knows? How do you make a prediction with a company like that? I mean, with a group of people
it's
like
that.
That's
a very good
point. So that's what bothers me about the Hubbard appeal. I think we'll get an indication of how this bench goes under... this is the first real case under Chief Justice Tom Parker. So we'll get an idea of which way they sort of head. I could see this being an 8-1 type deal.
Right.
To be honest with you. I really could see this being an 8-1 type deal. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. It is now official. Trannies have killed more people than measles.
Oh, no.
Not just the tranny in Colorado who killed somebody in the school shooting that didn't get any coverage because it was a tranny. Listen to this headline. I'm going to read you a paragraph, and I want you to make sense of it. You ready? Baby dies because doctors were told his pregnant mother was a man.
Wait, what?
Here's the first paragraph. The New England Journal of Medicine recently reported that a man gave birth to a stillborn baby. The story is especially tragic because the hospital's medical staff did not treat the pregnant man in a timely fashion. Had they done so, the baby might have lived. This is what happens when you walk into a hospital and you lie to the medical staff. Somebody walked in and said, I'm a man, and I'm having these symptoms. The reality is the person was a woman living in a fantasy world, having had mangling surgery, screwing up her bits, making them look like freak bits.
Mm-hmm.
She ended up pregnant somehow. I still haven't figured this out. I don't know. I'm just going to read it. According to the Associated Press, the 32-year-old patient told the nurse he was a transgender when he arrived at the emergency room, and his electronic medical record listed him as a male. He hadn't had a period in several years and had been taking testosterone, a hormone that has masculinizing effects and can decrease ovulation and menstruation. But he quit taking the hormone and blood pressure medicine after he lost his insurance. So I don't know, did they... If you walk in and say, I'm a man, I'm a trans man, this was post-sex reassignment surgery. So apparently they left at least an opening.
This is going to work.
I don't know how this happens. The former female retained a viable ovum, and when she engaged in a sex act with a man, that ovum was fertilized. So she goes in the hospital and says, I am a transgender man. She was obese. They didn't realize that the symptoms, because the medical record, only the person at intake knew she was a tranny. Everybody else just saw man. And so they never thought to look for pregnancy. So they finally get around to doing an ultrasound, and they say, oh my gosh, there's heart rate in here. What are you? Oh, I'm actually a tranny. Oh, well, we need to get this baby out of here. There's something going on in here. They realize that the baby's near full term by this point. Part of the umbilical cord had slipped into the birth canal. They go to do an emergency C-section. No fetal heartbeat heard. And then the woman delivers a stillborn baby shortly thereafter. This is one more death than the measles has caused in the United States in the last 10 years. There are no shortage of terrifying headlines about how deadly the measles are. Keep in mind they didn't kill anybody. No shortage of headlines. I want to see equal headlines that trannyism is more deadly than the measles. Because here is one person dead because of a baby of all things, dead because of a tranny living a fantasy world, lying to doctors and saying, I'm a man. Well, you ain't a man if you're having sex with a man that can produce pregnancy. That's like the definition of female, right? You retained female organs. I don't know what you did with the rest of them. How butchered up and weird that looked, but... This is a mental illness that's gone overboard, and now somebody's dead because of it. And I will remind you, that's one more people killed than the measles. We'll be back.
Little light is shining through the window. Let me know everything's all right.
Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Mr. Sandman. Okay, Memorial Day is gone, but I have an exciting new sale that will run till June 10th. It's the after Memorial Day sale at Mr. Sandman Mattress, with tremendous discounts on this area's largest selection of quality mattresses and beds, great pillows, and the lowest true cost on adjustable bases. All Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Southern, and Scandinavian mattresses are on sale. Not just a few special purchases or limited editions. No interest financing is available with approved credit. We have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. This is Mr. Sandman's biggest sale since our Memorial Day sale. We have just added Diamond Bed in the Box mattresses to our lineup. Made in America, fabulous quality and comfort, and can ship in the U.S. at no cost. Before ordering online, you need to try these amazing mattresses in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Go to this area's favorite store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
General agency, you know, we have some businesses in our lineup of live endorsements here. Very, very active lineup of live endorsements. People love the endorsement of this program, Dave.
That's right.
They love
it. Well, they should.
and they, you know, they get benefit from it. But we have some people whose sole mission is to take something you're already doing and saving you money. Kim Williams from Alabama Home Mortgage, one of those. Cornerstone Managing General Agency, another. You're already providing health insurance or disability or life or vision or dental to your employees. Why not get the best deal doing it? Why not get the best deal doing it? That's the question Greg Wren asked himself. And he set out to make it his life's mission to make sure other people saved money. Why not get the best deal doing it? What a great question. So what he does is he'll take your plan and he'll shop it against all the major insurance carriers and see if he can find a plan that gives you substantially similar or even better coverage for a lot less money. And if he finds one, he's going to hoot and holler first, and then he's going to pick up the phone and call you and say, you'll never guess what I found. That's what he does. It's that easy. You just give him some base background information. He does all the shopping, and he calls and tells you how much money you can save. It's wonderful. 356-1502. 356-1502. Are you a business owner in the River Region? Call Greg Wren. 356-1502, or check him out online. CornerstoneMGA.com. CornerstoneMGA.com. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, the lovely and talented Carolyn here. The mayor did not think we give you enough credit, Carolyn. He said, why don't you ever turn her mic on? I said, she won't talk into it. I try. I don't stop her from talking. Doug.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Coleman?
Doing well, Doug. We got to come in to teach me how to Dougie. teach me how to Dougie. What's going on, my friend?
Not much. Listen, my very first call to your show was after you had given me enough knowledge about Mr. Hubbard's background.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to make sure that I understood that conversation. But what I mean is my opinion. Tell me if I'm way, way off. But in my opinion, I think that him as an individual, once he got into a position where he wielded a certain amount of power, then I honestly thought that he could just get away with this.
Yeah.
Am I way off?
No, I think that's a good take on it.
Well, I mean, all with the caveat that nobody knows what a man's thinking. I mean, we can only judge his actions. We don't know what he's thinking. But I will say this, from the people I know who talked to him, who knew him prior to 1998 when he first ran for office, knew him for the duration of his time in office, his ascendancy to the speakership, and his eventual downfall. I've talked to people who knew him in all phases of those lives, including the late Buddy Mitchell, who I had tremendous respect for and missed dearly. I really did like Buddy a lot, and he passed away. Buddy was one of Mike Hubbard's biggest critics, fiercest critics. He even filmed a television commercial that went viral. I mean, and Buddy would tell you that when Mike Hubbard was not in office prior to 1998, he was a more humble, easier to deal with guy. But this is the reason I'm big on term limits. It has nothing to do with good government. It has nothing to do with, you know, people not staying in office for 10 or 12 terms because it's bad for the state. I think it's bad for the individual. I think what Dick Brubaker did was good. Get in, do a couple terms, get out. If you get out for a couple terms and you decide you want to go back, get in, do a couple more terms, and get back out. You know, instead of making a career out of it, I just think it's bad. You rarely see a first termer or even a second termer engaged in corruption or charged with corruption. Usually it's the fourth, fifth, sixth termer charged with corruption. And I think there's a reason for that. I don't know that it comes from a mindset that says, I'm setting out this morning. I don't think he woke up in the morning and said, how can I rob Alabama today? How can I rip people off today? I think it's more, and this is just speculation, this is all conjecture, but I think it's more of a mindset that you wake up and you think, you know what? I'm not getting paid enough for what I do. You know, I have a very important job as the Speaker of the House, and I have a very important job as a legislator and member of this committee or chair of that committee, and I've been doing all these important things, and you know, here's what I perceive as an opening for me to make a little extra money on the side to compensate me fairly and adequately for the amount of sacrifice I'm putting my family through, spending all this time, amount of money I'm making for all these other people by passing laws favorable to their businesses and industries and incentives and tax abatements and line items in the budget and all this. You know, you make a lot of people wealthy being in the legislature. You spend a lot of time away from home, a lot of time away from your kids, a lot of time missing them, seeing them growing up. And there's only one body in the entire country that anybody should dedicate more than a few years of their life to, and that's the United States Senate. And only because
it would be harming your state to get out before you have to because of the way seniority works in the United States Senate. But if you're in the Alabama legislature and you're in the House for more than a couple terms, it's time to go home. If you're in the Senate for more than a couple terms, it's time to go home. It's not good for your soul. It's not good for your being. It's not good for your mental health. It's not good for your legal bills, I think, in the long run. It's just not good. And there are some good people that I really respected in the Alabama legislature who served decades. Richard Lindsay up in Cherokee County, I think, served admirably for decades and didn't seem to me to fall into the trap of corruption. But those people are rare. You know, by the third or fourth term, most of these people are in office. You start looking around thinking, yeah, I'm not sure about that guy anymore. You know, I think he came in with the right incentives. So if for no other reason, I'm a fan of term limits because I think it's good for the soul and the mental health and the legal situation for legislators. That's a good call. That's a good call, Doug. We appreciate you calling. But I don't think Mike Hubbard set out to go into the Alabama legislature to get rich.
No.
And I don't think he, once he realized he could get rich, I don't think he necessarily did it criminally minded. I think he thought he saw loopholes that may not have existed. And he sought advice from a bad man, Jim Sumner, who was a very, very lousy ethics commission director. I think Tom Allbritton is a far superior ethics commission director. And we're finally getting Tom some help up there with Stan McDonald going on the ethics commission. Rest of the group, leaves a lot to be desired. Clint, you're on the air.
Hey, I got a two-point question, sir.
Yeah.
You know, the president, he's in the U.K.
All right.
First part. They're protesting against the president. And I'll hang up to listen. Why are they protesting? Two, what do we import?
Who are Britain? They? Who are they?
The people in Britain.
The Britains are protesting?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, to hell with them. You know what? They're protesting is their own irrelevance. This is a group that used to control one-sixth of the world economy. They are now floating around on an island in the North Atlantic the size of New Jersey. Okay? They've lost the United States. They lost Canada. They lost New Zealand. They lost Australia.
Yeah.
They lost Hong Kong. They lost India. They lost the Falklands. They still claim them in name only, but they have
not. They lost them.
The Britons have completely ruined what they once were, and they're flailing against reality. That's what you're seeing. And we are a symbol of everything they wanted to be. We did it right. They've done it wrong. Well, we've sort of done it right. But
what do we import from Britain? And what do we export?
I imagine we export food. I don't know the answer to that. I've never looked at the export and imports between the United States and the United Kingdom.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for my call, sir.
Thank you, Clint. Nor am I going to tell you I'm going to look into it, because I most assuredly am not. I can't imagine more boredom setting in than looking into what exactly it is that the United Kingdom imports and exports from the United States and vice versa. Cole Plumbing, speaking of importing and exporting, guys, you import into your house water, and you got to heat that water up in order to shower in it. Anyone who tells you they like a cold shower will lie to you about anything. So don't trust those people. Don't trust those people. Trust Cole Plumbing. They will import the house into your water, and they have tankless water heaters. They have tankless water heaters. In fact, they can do anything water-related in your house. You got a leak? You got a toilet that runs? You got a garbage disposal that quit? A refrigerator that needs to be installed that has a water line in it? Guys, you can run the risk of trying to do it yourself. You can go get some half-ass guy to try to do it, or you can call the best. You can call Cole Plumbing and make sure you're not going to have those problems that you might get if you do it yourself or get some jackleg out there to do it. So, Cole Plumbing, 279-8919, 279-8919. You can check them out online, coleplumbing.com. You can find them on Facebook, or you can just send up smoke signals. I think there's any way to get in touch with them. I mean, get in touch with them any way you want. It's 10:30.
or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like From, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every mule side-by-side is backed confidently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
From the Fox Business Network, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says he's prepared to respond to the Trump administration's trade conflicts to protect the U.S. economic expansion if the Fed decides that would be necessary. He did not specify what the Fed would do, though speculation is it will lower interest rates this year. Factories were not as busy in April. Orders for manufactured goods declined 0.8%, but economists expected an even larger decline. Restaurant chain Cracker Barrel's reporting a strong spring quarter. It says comparable sales were up more than 1%, earnings were stronger than a year ago, and Cracker Barrel shares are up 2%. Jewelry chain Tiffany's spring quarter was weaker than a year ago. Sales declined in the period. It says foreign tourists were spending less at Tiffany. However, investors will be receiving more from the company. Tiffany's increasing its quarterly dividend. Shares are rallying. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Another sizzling hot day today, but hang on. Weather changes on the way with better rain chances later in the week and also somewhat cooler temperatures, too. Abundant sunshine today. Another hot day. We had 98 yesterday. We're looking for 97 today. Partly cloudy tonight. Overnight low 72. Tomorrow's high in the middle 90s with widely scattered storms possible in the afternoon and evening hours. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms on Thursday afternoon with a high temperature in the upper 80s. Showers and storms are likely on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and maybe even Monday. Looks like some very beneficial rainfall, and boy, did we need it. Our weather app will keep you on top of all this weather action, so get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Now at Nukes, the express market with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab-and-go proteins and house-made sauces. Pick up anytime or place order on the Nukes app for curbside delivery. You'll be the hero at your next dinner. Nukes, 7880 Vaughn Road.
People smile and tell me I'm the lucky one, and we've just begun. Think I'm gonna have a son. He will be like she and me, as free as a dove, conceived in love. Sun is gonna shine above, and even though we ain't got money, so in love with honey, and everything will bring a chain of love.
This is a great album. The whole album is fire.
And when I rise, bring a tear of joy to my eyes and tell me everything's gonna be
alright. Everything gonna be alright, Kim Williams?
It's all gonna be alright.
Well, that's what, you know, that's what your job is, to make sure everything's gonna be alright. Even though we ain't got money.
Everything's funny when you got a lot of money.
Well, you help people
get more money.
Let me tell you, the home mortgage rates are fire right now.
Phenomenal.
Holy mackerel. I was watching the 10-year the other day and hit 2.2, which means your mortgage rates are really solid.
They're solid.
Really, really solid.
So I can't think of a better time.
This is the best time to refinance in 3 years, probably.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at a loan. I mean, yeah, just yesterday, and they opened it 2 years ago.
Yeah,
right? It was a purchase. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and they qualify for, and the rate today is a whole point less.
Now, yeah, isn't that amazing? I think it is.
It is amazing. Because you know, 2 years ago, the rates were phenomenal.
Right.
Right, I guess it's all subjective, but they were really, really good. And who would have ever speculated that rates would be as good as they are when we rolled into 2019?
I would have never guessed it. I don't understand why it happens. Something with China and England and all this stuff, but who cares? Take advantage of it.
Yeah, all
you don't have to understand it.
You don't have to understand it. All you have to understand is that you're going to, you know, pay less each month. I mean, that's...
Not only that, we were talking with the mayor when he was on during the first hour. The Montgomery's real estate market is hot. I mean, hot, hot. And a lot of people, now may be the time to put your house on the market, go buy another house. And you can help them with financing a house from purchase as well, not just refinancing.
Oh, absolutely.
Get you a purchase money mortgage.
We do half and half.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, there's a cycle. Some months... there's a higher demand for refinances, and some months there's a higher demand for a purchase. But here over the last 3 months, for sure, the purchase market has outweighed our refinance market.
A few years ago, 3-4 years ago, everybody went on the refinancing craze when they cut the rates all the way down, and a lot of people feel like they've missed it. And we've talked several times that it seems like the boat's getting ready to depart, and you got to get on the boat now, or the train's getting ready to roll out of the station. But man, now for real, the train is definitely in the station taking passengers on refinancing.
Absolutely. I mean, you can see the smoke and hear the horn.
It's unbelievable. Some of these rates, I don't want to name numbers on the air, but because it's all dependent on so many other things. But I was looking at 15-year and 30-year and what the 10-year note is doing, and holy mackerel.
Well, we just closed one yesterday, and it was 3.5 on a 15-year.
Yeah. That's unbelievable.
That's amazing.
I mean, that's basically, if you include energy and food in there, that's less than inflation, or right at inflation.
Good point.
Getting free money for your house.
You know, and we're talking about purchases. Baron, I can't tell you how many people that are looking at buying their next home or their first home, and they're still of the belief that they've got to have 20% down.
Oh, no.
Gone are those days.
You know who wouldn't be in a house if you had to have 20% down?
Anyone?
Almost anybody you know.
Yeah,
those are old days. That's 1970s.
But there's people who still, you know, I don't have 20% down. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can do it with what, 2-3% down?
3%.
3%.
Absolutely.
That's unbelievable.
And hey, 100% USDA and VA.
That USDA loan, I wish more people would take advantage of that USDA loan. What a great program! 0% down and basically all of Elmore County, big chunks of Elmore County, chunks of Autauga County, some rural areas around Montgomery. I mean, all that qualifies. And if you're going to be in that area, that's 0% down.
Absolutely. And you can, I mean, it's simple to find out. You can just Google, you know, the USDA property eligibility.
Yeah.
And you can plug in the address or a street, if you know the street that you desire, and it will tell you if it's eligible or not.
Or you can just look at a map, and it'll show whole gray areas that are not eligible, and the rest of it is wide open.
Well, there you go. Right.
Yeah, it's a really cool program. The VA program, we have a huge military presence here. You guys value veterans, obviously, and do a lot of work with the VA loans as well.
I mean, that's our flagship, is the VA loan. I mean, we took the time and spent the time training to know everything about that VA loan. There's so many, you know, institutions you'll go to, and they won't even mention the VA loan, knowing you're a veteran, because either they don't offer it or they think it's too complicated.
They don't know how to do it.
Right.
So they're just going to rip off their customer.
So they're not, well, yeah. So yeah. They're going to send them another route.
Right.
When at the end of the day, the VA loan program is the best program.
A lot of people under the misnomer that if you've ever had a VA loan, you can't get another one.
And that's incorrect.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, you can currently have a VA loan and still buy another house using your VA eligibility. We've got a guy right now being transferred from Navarre, Florida, and he owns a house down there. And it's a VA mortgage, and he's not planning on selling it. So he gave us a call, and we got him pre-approved, and he'll be closing actually this Friday.
Yeah.
So he's keeping his house there, and he qualified to purchase, I think it was $298 here.
Wow. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a simple formula. Basically, yeah. I mean, if you have a VA loan and you want to buy another property, The magic number, if you're buying 150 or above, you're good.
That's the magic number?
Yep.
Okay. We got a call, I believe, is a question for Kim Williams from Alabama Home Mortgage, who joins us here today to talk about the real estate market and mortgages and refinancing and so much more. Tom Baudette.
I'm sorry to bother you. I was going to mention something about what Clint talked about, but that's okay. You're doing good. I'll call back later.
All right,
thanks.
Yeah. So you got to listen, Dave. Mm-hmm. You got to be on the ball. Mm-hmm. You got to be listening. It happens.
Clint could have pulled a question out, I'm sure.
Yeah, Clint's a good caller.
I'd like to answer his question.
Tom Baudette's a good caller, too.
Tom Baudette's a great caller, even though he disagreed with me one time.
There you go.
It happens. It happens. But I do like him.
Absolutely.
I think he adds a lot to the program. So take us through the first thing somebody needs to do. Obviously, they can call you, 567-4223. I checked out the application online. It's phenomenal, easy to navigate, alahomemortgage.com. You can just Google Alabama Home Mortgage and find it. But it's super easy. Do you have a preference one way or the other, whether they call or do it online?
What are they most comfortable with?
Yeah.
I mean, I get the information whether I take it from them over the phone or they key it in.
Do younger people like to do the online app?
Yes.
And older folks like to do the phone call?
That's what I found.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of us, older, I guess, people, well, they get on there and then they get stomped and, I don't know if I did it right. So it ends up in a phone call.
So they
and then
call
we take
anyway.
It from there. Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good. All stays right here in the River Region. All fantastic. Randall, you're on the air with Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Hey, Miss Kim.
Hey, Randall.
Last time you was in, Red Top brought up the Red Line thing about, where they quit. And I went just looking and playing around, and I want you to know that they are about to dump a whole bunch of. If you living in the Red Line area from back in them days in the 80s and 90s when it happened, they're about to pour all kind of money into that. So it's still going to kind of be opened up again, I guess, in a backdoor type of way.
Right.
But, but instead of keeping money, they're about to put money in there, I guess, while I'm getting there. It ain't a backdoor. They're about to pour a bunch of money into the Red Line areas in the housing, and you can get all kind of loans to redo your house. All kinds of stuff, and that Cortez lady is one of the ones behind it. But anyway, I just wanted to thought that was interesting. I had never heard of it, and it gave me something to go look up.
Well, there you
appreciate
go.
It, Randall.
But you're right. The market is offering so many creative programs to get our community buying homes.
Or even just cash out to invest in a business or invest in capital expenditures in your house or just to have some cash to send a kid to college or vacation. There's nothing you can't do. I mean, it's incredible how available this stuff is. You know, again, if you have equity in your house and your credit's okay.
If you have the need for the money, right, and your options are limited. I mean, here's your option. You got to borrow the money. Okay, if you've got the equity in your house, why wouldn't you convert that to cash out and get the lowest rate?
Right. Instead of paying 20% on a credit card.
Right.
Which is what people do.
It doesn't make sense.
No, makes no sense.
And most often what we find is that's the reason for the call, was the need.
Right.
Whether it be a pool, a college, you know, retiring early, maybe putting some, you know, heck, we've had many customers call because they've taken a withdrawal out of their 401k along the way, and they're looking now, you know, at the clock and saying, boy, if I could get that money back in there, you know, in 5 years, it'd mean a lot. And they will cash out to put money into their retirement account.
It's really fantastic. No shortage of stuff going on at Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams and her staff, incredibly talented, incredibly talented. Even an annoying customer like Baron Coleman used them, and they didn't shut down the place or threaten
absolutely
to have me arrested
not
or anything like that. I called almost every day.
If we don't know the answer, we're going to find the answer.
Yeah, and you guys do it fast. And I'm glad you do it fast, because if it had been another month, I'd have called you every day for the next month, too.
Well, if you'd done that, I think we'd shut down. We wouldn't be having this conversation.
Kim Williams, 567-4223. You can check her out online, alahomemortgage.com. You can fill out the entire application online. She's going to be your friend by the end of it, I promise.
Absolutely. And if you're even considering buying a home, now's the time to pick up the phone. Give me a call. Let's get your pre-approval in hand so you know what your price point is. And then, you know, get out there and find you a new house. It's simply that simple. Again, 567-4223. It takes you picking up the phone and giving us a call. That's the first step, and then we'll take it from there.
All right, we appreciate it, Kim Williams. NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender.
You got it.
48 minutes after 10 o'clock. We'll be back. What I want.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Baron Coleman here with you from 9 until your daily scheduled nooner. Shouldn't say that in front of Carolyn.
What?
Don't look at me like that. I didn't say anything. You didn't hear anything? I didn't say a word. What is she talking about? I'm just sitting here. Our number, 272-9228. That's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. Carolyn will answer that. 272-9228. She will answer it, and she will be so, so much nicer than your humble host when he answers the phone.
Or your humble co-host.
Your humble co-host is rude when he answers the phone.
Well, I don't answer the phone. That's why.
That's right, because he's rude when he answers it. Bye, Kim.
Bye, Kim.
Today is the 30th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square June 4 student protest that turned deadly. Thousands of Chinese students killed by the Chinese military. Probably most famous image of that is the student standing there holding his lunch bag, staring down four tanks.
Tank man. It's more than that, isn't it?
Well, that's what's
like
in the picture.
Column. Yeah, but oh, yeah.
But if you're in the...
You ever see the expanded version?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's just like a, you know...
Well, if you
like,
watch the video, he gets up on the tank and like knocks on the door like, hey, off and up. You've been here for an hour. We must leave square. it was a horrifying thing. I shouldn't be making light of it. Absolutely horrifying. China has completely locked down the internet in advance of today's 30th anniversary. And if you mention Tiananmen Square in China, you'll probably be sent to a re-education camp making Nike somewhere. Yeah. That would be my guess. Or donating a kidney against your will, or a liver, or a heart when they need you. I explained that to my kids the other day. A little bit about the way the Chinese get organs.
Mm-hmm. The harvesting?
Yeah. Horrified, to say the least. I mean, you know when you break it to your kids the first time, the way the world really is? That you live in the most peaceful pocket of humanity that ever existed, and the history of the world is death, subjugation, and slavery. And you just happen to be born in a very nice place in a very nice time, so you don't have death, subjugation, and slavery. You're not scrambling around to find food. You're not getting water out of a dirty creek somewhere. You're not, you know, scrambling for berries, trying to kill the same squirrel four other tribes are trying to kill. Nobody's going to come take you up in the middle of the night and disembowel you and burn your parents alive in front of you. I mean, that's just, in terms of world history, that's very unusual that you would go to sleep with that measure of safety. I think it's, and you know, positives and negatives to it, I guess. This year, Tencent Holdings, messaging app WeChat, and microblogging site Weibo barred users from changing their profile photos and other personal information. Video streaming service Bilibili, that's a Chinese sounding name, said it suspended real-time comments and other features for technical upgrades. Twitter voluntarily banned the accounts of hundreds, if not thousands, of Chinese dissidents at the request of the Chinese government, then later said it was inadvertent and promised to restore them, but just not before today ends. This is what is going on in the world. And notice, nothing on Fox News today, nothing on CNN that I can tell, nothing on MSNBC. Everyone's going to act as if the yearning for freedom isn't universal. I don't know why China gets a pass on everything. Why does China get a pass for everything? Why are prosecutors trying to send Manafort to Rikers Island?
Oh, wow. That's weird.
Yeah. Anyway.
I thought that was a state thing or a city thing, Rikers. I didn't think it was for Fed stuff.
I don't know. Maybe the Feds
They're probably just punishing him for fun.
Yeah, probably. He's a Trump guy. He's worth it. I mean, you know, that's their mentality. Yeah. That's their mentality. Anyway, that's what's going on. I got a little bit of China news here, though. Chinese dating apps targeting Americans expose 42.5 million records. It's located on a U.S. server. Many of the users based in North America. A closer examination found Chinese text inside the database that read, quote, translated, of course, the model update completion event has been triggered, syncing to the user. Here is what the guy who discovered it, Jeremiah Fowler, said in a blog post. The strange thing about this discovery was that there were multiple dating applications all storing data inside this database. On further investigation, I was able to identify dating apps available online with the same names as those in the database. Despite all of them using the same database, they claim to be developed by separate companies or individuals that do not seem to match up with each other. And now all that stuff's public. The pictures, the information, the preferences, long walks on the beach, and all the other stuff that they want. So everything is available publicly on these. They found a sampling of 10,000 users, revealed 8,000 were Americans, 356 from the United Kingdom, 219 Leafs from Canada, 151 from Australia, 42.5 million records exposed. These are the sites. Now, these are all run by a Chinese company that put all this out. I have no doubt that this is all in retaliation. Christians Finder. It's an app for Christian singles to find each other.
Yeah.
Cougar Dating. A dating app for meeting cougars and spirited young men into cougars.
These all sound real normal.
Mingler. An interracial dating app. FWBS's. Friends with Bennies. And TS is the app. It's a transsexual dating app.
Wait, go back to the genesis of the... What's the thing here? These are all scams?
Well, I don't know that they're scams, but, I mean, it's a scam in the sense that they're acting like they're separate things, but they're all being stored on the same server, and the server was made public. So if you're into trannies, someone could search the server and find your information, your credit card, your name, your address, your online persona, what you're into. Remember on the back of the trifold magazine fold out in the 80s when it would say, like, she's into long walks on the beach.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Strong,
yeah.
Spirited men, Miller Lite, you know, whatever.
Pina coladas.
Yeah, I'm not into women.
Dancing in the rain.
I'm not into women who are into pina coladas.
It's the song.
Not my thing.
If you like pina coladas.
I understand that.
It's just playing along with you.
But a woman who likes a daiquiri or a pina colada.
Yeah. I mean, who cares?
My wife drinks whiskey on the rocks.
Hey now.
You know what I mean? Why you got to put sugar in your alcohol? That's not the point. Here we go. Shocking new report exposing how Chinese companies are dodging U.S. tariffs. I won't bore you with the details. Just suffice it to say, they're sending their goods to Mexico and Vietnam and Thailand first, or Taiwan, one of those, and getting around it that way. So that's what they're doing.
Shocker.
As a result, it looks like our trade gap with China has narrowed to zero, while it has widened with all these other countries. So people are speculating that's where the goods are going. But whatever. And in other news, water is wet. The Chinese cheat the economy and water is wet.
Yep.
Well, bad. House.